867 today.
If you were cruising around this weekend, you might be paying attention to gas prices. Anybody starting to feel the pinch just yet? In most areas, not in all, you're seeing gas above $2.60 for the first time in a very long time. I was stunned when it seemed like forever that we were paying less than $2 at the pump. And I think I found the high water mark for most of you, and it's anywhere over $3. Then the panic sets in. Hope you had a great weekend. Maybe you took in a movie, got to hang with the kids, the grandkids, watched some sports, maybe played some sports, or just chilled. Whatever it is, welcome back to America Tonight. And as you know, you can always participate in all of the things that we talk about all week long. Coming up later, we've got a dungeon moment for you. Oh, yeah. We haven't had one, actually, in a while, but we're going to bring out the dungeon, somebody to throw in the dungeon. We'll tell you the latest of what's happened over the weekend, the weekly rewind on Washington. And, boy, there have been a bunch of things this past week that will roll into certainly the next week. Probably the biggest thing is the reaction still days later as to whether or not we'll actually see peace in the Middle East on the heels of President Obama's speech in Cairo. We talked about it a ton. A lot of you called up as to whether or not you would not so much give him high marks for the speech, but whether or not you thought it would have any effect whatsoever. And I think we're not going to see that unless you're talking about the younger generations, because to me, the only way eventually, if there is any so-called peace in the desert that is the Middle East, you just break it apart as to where we're talking about. I think it's got to be the under 30 folks there, because that's where it's all coming from. When I say it's all coming from, if there's extremism, it's usually the youth, and that's certainly what any mastermind types go after. The idea of pushing the poison in about the West or the culture or nasty Americans, or the only way you get to heaven and glory is to be a martyr, and you get your seven virgins, and it's all in the name of Allah. You know where I'm going with this. So the reaction was mixed. The reaction was mixed in the Middle East. The reaction was mixed in a lot of other places as well. But, again, I give the president high marks for at least trying. I mean, hey, he went over there. I don't care. Democrat, Republican, whatever. I haven't been a big fan of his administration and the blunders so far out of the gate. Many of you certainly know that. But I do say that at least he tried, but I can't see anything happening there. And I'll be curious to see, as we fast forward into the week, what Benjamin Netanyahu has to say as far as Israel is concerned, because now it's his chance to talk, and that's what he's going to do. He's going to have his own press conference and address the people about the situation in the Middle East and the peace possibility. Can Palestinians and Israelis live side by side and get along and not always have that threat of bombing each other or pushing each other out of certain territories? And speaking of being pushed out, we're going to let you hear what Hillary Clinton has to say. Some tough talk on North Korea, finally. You know how much I always rail on the whole North Korea thing and how ridiculous it is that everybody's hands seem to be tied when it comes to Kim Jong-il, and it's like a wicked game of chess. Nobody's winning. It's just continuous, on and on and on. If Bobby Fischer was playing this game, he would have thrown the chessboard in the air in frustration a long time ago. So are we going to go through yet another administration where we just placate and play along with what's happening in North Korea and threaten sanctions? I don't think so. Maybe finally, someone's going to put their foot down. But anyway, we'll let you hear what the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, had to say as she was with George Stephanopoulos on ABC, because, you know, you have those Sunday roundtable type shows, and everybody gets on and talks about various things that have happened, certainly in the Beltway. One thing that she did say that was interesting is it was curious when Hillary Clinton became the Secretary of State, you know, how it seemed like it almost happened overnight, right? Hillary Clinton initially refused Obama's job offer. She said that she turned him down and recommended some other people for the gig. But then she decided to come around. What made her change her mind? If you're so curious, we'll tell you about that coming up later in the show. On a sad note, but I guess on another side of this, 17 bodies so far and counting found from that Air France crash disaster, still trying to piece together what happened, still looking for the black box, although they've located the area that it's in. The problem is it's too deep into the waters of the Atlantic. Will they be able to get to it is the question. But finally, after all this mystery and wondering what happened to this plane, at least these bodies are suddenly popping up and they're pulling them, they being the Brazilian Navy, et cetera, are pulling them out of the water. And I think that's great closure, certainly for those families who are beside themselves with grief and going through the process of not having anything to bury as far as their loved ones are concerned. And now this will give some of them at least that opportunity. Here's something that just happened a while ago, but two U.S. journalists, because I was bringing up North Korea, two U.S. journalists that were held in North Korea while covering the story of defectors living along the China-North Korea border. They've been sentenced to 12 years in labor camps. Wow. So the Central Court of North Korea sentenced Laura Ling, who is the sister of Lisa Ling. You might remember her name. She's done a bunch of reporting for National Geographic before she was with the female show The View a long time ago. And this is her sister, 12 years. And also Yuna Lee, they say it was a grave crime they committed against the Korean nation and their illegal border crossing. So they were taken into custody way back in March, and their reporters for a California-based Current TV is the name of it. And it's a media venture of former U.S. VP Al Gore. You heard earlier last week Hillary Clinton was actually kind of lobbying for these two women, and I guess none of it worked. And there was even the idea of sending Gore or Governor Bill Richardson to get the journalists released, and it was floated to the North Koreans, but apparently rejected. So they started the trial on Thursday, and it was pretty open and shut, apparently, that nobody was allowed in the courtroom. There were no observers in the courtroom. Sweden was there. The Swedish ambassador apparently was there because Sweden represents the United States in North Korea, because the two countries obviously fought on opposite sides during the three-year Korean War in the 50s. So they don't have diplomatic relations. And it was just an open and shut kind of deal. North Korea charged the reporters with, again, illegal entry into the country and hostile acts. Boy, has to be scary, because the families of both of them were all over the place talking, and Lisa Ling was on lots of national shows talking about her sister and what could they do to bring her back and all that sort of stuff. So they have to be absolutely mortified by what's now happened with this sentencing, as they are going to do hard labor. They're going to be in labor camps. 12 years was the sentence. Wow. More on North Korea on the flip side here on America Tonight.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code iodine at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
The bad economy doesn't have to mean bad business. The secret is good leadership. Join me for Lance on Leadership on WebTalkRadioNetwork.com, and I'll introduce you to fresh thinking and smart business strategies that will leave your competition in the dust. Take a few minutes each week to stretch your thinking and sharpen your focus. Break through the status quo so you can grow. That's Lance on Leadership on WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sales of the Prius, you know what they're at? They actually fell 45% in 09. How about that? And that was because, I think, partially lower gas. Now the gas is going in a different direction. I opened up by saying, how much are you paying for gas in your neck of the woods? $2.60 or more. What is your tipping point? I think it's in the $3 range. 800-259-5791. I mean, where do you get the frustration with gas where you say, wow, man, I got to start doing it again. I got to start carpooling. I got to figure out a way to save miles. I got to not drive this car as much and all that other sort of stuff. Remember when we got close to the $4 and actually some people were over $4, boy, it was like a different world almost any place you live because people were constantly talking about the price of gas. I mean, talking about it. When you went to fill up your car, people were kvetching. People were carpooling, I think, a little bit more, even if they normally didn't, and frankly weren't going as many places. They were not doing it. Speaking of going places, I just mentioned in North Korea, sadly, those two U.S. journalists, up to 10, well, not, they don't even say up to, they're sentenced to a labor camp, 12 years in jail. And, you know, I don't know how to sugarcoat this, but what a hellhole North Korea is. And people just don't realize that, obviously. I think in some cases, because I hate the tepid way the United Nations deals with the whole North Korea deal. North Korea sets off some missiles and Kim Jong-il tells everybody, holds a new, you know, sends out a news release, tells the world what he's done, and yet all we hear about is some possibilities. I think it's the time for talk with North Korea just has to be over. And this current administration now is finally starting to think that way because it's becoming ridiculous. It's just becoming absolutely ridiculous to keep getting this sand kicked in our face. And at some point, with all this belligerence with North Korea and with Kim Jong-il and what his dictatorship and what he autocratically decides that he wants to do with his military and this whole idea, you know, now we've had the nuclear disarmament talks, forget about it. I mean, the North is taking, I think, obviously some measures to beef up its nuclear facilities. Is there any doubt about it? They're reprocessing nuclear fuel to get weapons, grade plutonium. We're not stupid people. Everybody in Washington knows this. They're gearing this up. And in North Korea, they're saying that they are up for a no-sail warning off their east coast. And that's kind of the area where they launched the missile in May and then the short-range missiles a couple of years ago. I think it's going to get nasty, and I think it should get nasty. Here's what the Secretary of State had to say about North Korea and nukes.
We will do everything we can to both interdict it and prevent it and shut off their flow of money. If we do not take significant and effective action against the North Koreans now, we'll spark an arms race in Northeast Asia. I don't think anybody wants to see that. And so part of what we're doing is, again, sharing with other countries our calculus of the risks and the dangers that would lie ahead if we don't take very strong action.
Yeah, and Clinton's right. I mean, here's what they're worried about is what about Japan? Japan could reverse their ban against developing nuclear weapons because it would be an arms race. If you're worried about North Korea and you're in the distance of a missile attack, of a nuclear attack from North Korea, well, if, you know, in Japan, they can't just wink and nod this all off and trust that something's going to happen. And then, of course, look at China. I mean, there's some pretty risky confrontations that could happen here. And there's risky confrontations, by the way, that could happen in the waters that we've been talking about. Like, what's the step you take as a response to that second nuclear test that was held just a couple of weeks ago? You got to do something. You cannot, as the United States, I don't think you can sit back. I think in what Clinton just said, she nailed it. You can't risk that you're going to see an arms race in Asia. I mean, how far will the Chinese push the envelope to help the U.S. in stopping North Korea? How far will they be willing to go? I don't know. Would they isolate the most profitable export? It's dicey. There's no question. But this is a much tougher approach to North Korea, much tougher than what we saw with Bush, what we saw with Clinton, etc., because no deals were ever reached that would lead Kim Jong-il and North Korea to dismantle what they had on the books nuclear-wise, whatever the nuclear arsenal is. So forget the incentives. Forget it. I think Robert Gates, Secretary of Defense, said it best. I saw a quote probably today in the New York Times, and Gates said, "I'm tired. This is brilliant. I'm tired of buying the same horse twice. Bravo. I'm tired of hearing about it over and over and over again." Because here's the deal. You know, Gates said this in response while he was touring an anti-missile site in Alaska that came from the previous administration. They built it, in other words, to show their preparedness to destroy North Korean missiles headed to the United States. Now, so far, North Korea hasn't tested a missile of the range to reach the United States. But there is certainly evidence that they might be preparing for another test of a long-range missile that perhaps could do that. So it's time to cut the crap and just go beyond the tough talk and put the foot down. How far are you willing to go, America? Because it is ultimately about America and Americans. How far should the U.S. go in pushing this with the North Koreans? Enough that we ignite another war? Enough that we have to get involved in a war? Because if you have Asia stockpiling weapons, how dangerous would that be? You certainly don't want to see that. I don't know. It's worth looking at that question. Matt, you and I were talking off the air, and you said recently that you've seen a couple of interesting programs yourself on North Korea and just how bloody bad it is there.
Yeah, one of them was called State of Mind, and it's these, I think it was actually maybe some Swedish journalists, or I can't remember who did it, but they have, basically it's a behind-the-scenes look at everything, and just how ridiculously brainwashed this, you know, nation of people is, because everything, like, even they're going on historical tours, and it's Kim Il-sung had mythical godlike powers, and there was this huge just outpouring of from the people about why he died, because he was like a godlike figure in their country. And then they had to make up another story about how he transcended his power to Kim Jong-il, and all these just ridiculous claims and things that go on in that country. They pay people to, like, walk around the stairs, like the best-looking people in the country. They forbid any disabled or elderly people from going outside because they don't want the
appear weak.
Yeah, the pictures from this country too. It looks like, you know, how East Germany did when the communists just left that to die. Mm-hmm. It's just horrible.
Yeah, it is horrible, and I think that unfortunately those two journalists were trying to expose that. And especially in that border area and the crossings and people trying to get out. And now they're paying the price big time because not relations with the United States, no relations. I explained that Sweden intervenes and Sweden's there and they represent the United States. And obviously there was nothing that could be done in that open and shut deal as far as North Korea was concerned. But how awful for those families. Hey, coming up on the flip side, you can weigh in on that. How far should we go with North Korea? I'd say as far as possible. 800-259-5791. And do we have enough holidays? In Boston, they're actually arguing that they have two that shouldn't be holidays and shouldn't be on the books. I'm going to tell you about those next here on America Tonight.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Imagine this. Since 1935 and 1941, there have been two holidays in the Boston area where at least 35,000 public employees get the days off, and some private people working in the private sector would get it as well. And what are the two holidays? Well, one of them is coming up June 17th. It's a government holiday, and it's about what the deal is. It's because of the Battle of Bunker Hill, which took place on that day in 1775. Yeah, so that's an extra holiday for the people in Boston, Bunker Hill Day. Now, the other thing that they celebrate, wink, wink, March 17th, not St. Paddy's Day, which, of course, there are a lot of Irish Americans and Irish folks living in and around Boston, but it's called Evacuation Day. So the heavily Irish city actually is commemorating the withdrawal of British forces from Boston. And these are two, you heard me say that, 35 and 41. They're two holidays that people take. So, you know, we have President's Day, we have July 4th, we have Thanksgiving, we have Christmas, etc. And here's two extra that they have in Boston. So I'm just thinking out loud. As far as holidays go, do you think federally we should add some more holidays, or do we have too many? Please nobody call this talk show and say we have too many holidays, because I don't think we have too many holidays. The Memorial Days, the Labor Days, the July 4th, all that sort of stuff. President's Day is iffy. A lot of people don't even get President's Day off. But I think we should have holidays. I think there's actually some more that I think we should recognize. For example, we just celebrated D-Day. Why don't we put more emphasis on D-Day? If you watched anything that happened in the discussions of the Allied troops, you know, you had more than 150,000 troops, about half of them American, took part in D-Day in 1944. What did they do? Well, they overwhelmed German forces. It was a turning point in driving the Nazis out of France. They had to secure the beaches at an outrageous cost. All you see is, when you look at that footage, it's so sad. All you see is bodies. 10,000 casualties. That was just the first step. There were so many people who lost their lives on that day. So I think, and Britain's Prime Minister Gordon Brown said it, as long as freedom lives, their deeds will never die. The sacrifices, the great covenant of D-Day. Why don't we recognize D-Day? Why isn't that? I mean, we recognize it in, you know, the president does a ceremony, and there are ceremonies around the country, but I think it should be a holiday. How important could that day have been? It was huge. I can't even put into words how important that day was. I'm always overwhelmed when I see the footage and I hear somebody talk about it, and they're, you know, you really want to get a good sense of sacrifice. Talk to someone who survived. And these poor men, when they talk to you, they're so proud. And the first thing that will come out of their mouth is the sacrifice that the guys that fought with them made. And they know every single one of their names, and they know something about them and where they're from and whatever. All these many years later, D-Day was a turning point. So many people died. Yeah, World War II. Yep, remember it. So why can't that be a holiday? We want to talk about all these other holidays. We're going to have President's Day, which I get, and all that other sort of stuff. And yes, I know there's Labor Day, and I know there's Memorial Day, but I think that would be worth it. I think that we should lobby to have that become a holiday. I don't think we have enough holidays or things that we could honor. You don't want to go to the extreme opposite end of the spectrum where it's ridiculous. You know, you can get a book where every day is someday. Today is Stockings Day. Today is Free Speech Day. I don't mean like that and then take a holiday. But there's an argument to be made about holidays, and there's an argument to be made about things that should be recognized. And if you're celebrating things and remembering and being inspired by it, I think it's, I'll tell you what, I think there's something to that. Now, if I were the people in Boston, and a lot of them are up in arms over this, there's kind of two thoughts here. One is, well, okay, we have all these other holidays, but we're just going to cut them out too. Because what some people are saying is, look, we're having a tough time right now, and a lot of people don't even have jobs. So why should we continue to pay for these holidays when it's so difficult? But it's different in saying, hey, for a year or two, we're not going to do these holidays so we can save some money. Because they'd save, like in Boston, for example, those 2 days I told you about, Bunker Hill Day and Evacuation Day, I guess they'd save like $6 million. So what if they just did that temporarily? But unfortunately for the people who do care about those holidays, they are done. They've gone by the wayside because they had proposals, or actually, they had proposals on the books to eliminate them, but both houses of the legislature rejected the proposals to end the two holidays, but really close, and that's the thing. There's really a push for this. 22-17 was in the state Senate, was the vote in the state Senate, and 78 in the House. Yeah. So the proposals came as amendments to budget bills. And I think it's really close, really, really, really close. And some people feel that the money would help and that it's symbolic and that you could take it away and why do you have to have it, blah, 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 blah. And I say Bunker Hill Day was a big day in Boston, and Evacuation Day is a big day because you have to remember our history. And I don't know that I would jack with that if I were in Boston. I would certainly be one of the people that would have voted in the other direction. If they need to save money, then it's a temporary thing. Okay, we're in a bad place right now because tax revenue is down. So let's say for the next 3 years, whatever, just with an asterisk, we're going to all agree that we need to raise more money so we're not going to have these holidays, but then we're going to bring them back because it's part of our history and it means too much. And I think D-Day is part of our history. It just made me think about this. And I think it should be recognized as such because of so much sacrifice and also the turning point and also the relationship with the Allies. When we talk about our wars and you talk about necessary or unnecessary, a war of choice or a war of necessity, geez, where would you put that? A war of necessity. I mean, come on, are you kidding me? What do you think? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. As far as adding holidays, that one certainly makes more sense to me than some of the others that have been thrown out there in recent times. And more, a lot of the holidays, I said this already, President's Day, some people celebrate it, some people don't. When I was a kid, we used to have Columbus Day off. You know, we knew everything about Christopher Columbus, and Columbus Day was, boom, was a day off. President's Day was a day off. But Columbus Day is no more. Now, there may be some places where they still honor that, but I think it's far and few in between that do that. In fact, I know in New York, it was pretty controversial. This is a little bit controversial, but the New Orleans mayor has been quarantined in China for possible exposure to the swine flu virus. Ray Nagin, who's the mayor, went to China on an economic development trip, flew on a plane that carried somebody, another passenger, who's being treated for symptoms suspected to be from the virus. And Nagin, his wife, a member of security detail, all quarantined in Shanghai, China. They don't have the symptoms yet, but remember, that takes a week or so to materialize. So they're quarantined. And what the government's saying is they're in good spirits, and we don't know how long the quarantine will last, and they're quarantined in a hotel, et cetera. And we saw this before where in Mexico there was a group that went over on a plane to China, and they were highly offended that the Chinese government asked them to allow themselves to be quarantined for fear because somebody had gotten the swine flu. And apparently there was no problem here other than the mayor is going to be there for a while, and his party, his entourage of people is going to be, or they're going to be there for a while too, until they're cleared, and then poof, they'll obviously be free to fly after that. And hey, China went through, what was it, SARS. They went through a couple of things, and they're not going to take the risk. I don't think it's so awful in their case to do that. And like with Mexico, I thought the reaction by Mexico was ridiculous because they were really ground zero for this thing. So you can see why they're being cautious, right? In Arizona, there was no caution whatsoever about it. An SUV carrying about 24 undocumented immigrants, illegals, crashed in Arizona, killing 10 people, injuring a bunch of other people. It was a Ford Excursion, rather, they were traveling in. On Saturday, they were in a sad story. They're in a remote area about 30 miles north of the Mexican border. Almost immediately ejected all the 22 passengers inside. So in addition to the dead, 12 people were hospitalized. And the identity of the driver, not released, thought that this was somebody coyote-like that was taking people across the border. Hang with us. Much more to come around the bend.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with sun. Let me sing forevermore.
Well, you can get lost in Diana Krall, can't you? That song just sucks you in. I don't know how many people know this, and I might have said this before, because we've played this a bunch of times on ATN. She's married to Elvis Costello. That must make for some interesting conversation, Elvis Costello and Diana Krall, who is so talented on the piano and such a, I think a great voice, too, as well, certainly in the jazz world. He has a unique sound. I think he's got another CD that is just now coming out. Anyway, just an interesting side note. You never know what you're going to find out here on America Tonight. Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Kate Delaney, always thrilled to be steering the ship, or at least trying to, here on these airwaves. Mid-America, to the east, to the west, to the south, to everywhere in between. Already brought up a bunch of different things, including North Korea. How far are you willing to go with the whole North Korea thing? Should we push it to the limit? Which means ultimately, you know, damn the torpedoes. If Kim Jong-il says, I'm going to blow you out of the water or I'm not going to stand for you stopping my ships, then we say, bring it on, game on. I think at this point you have to say game on with this guy because he is not responding to these vocal threats. We're going to do this to you. We're going to do that to you. It's just falling on deaf ears. At some point, you have to flex the muscle in some way, especially when you're concerned about stockpiling nukes. And ultimately, because of what's happened in North Korea, there is a scare in Japan, and what is China thinking? It's just not good. I mean, it is not good, no matter how you slice this up. So you got to figure out a way to stop Kim Jong-il, and ultimately, you know, what is that? What's the way to stop him? Well, don't let the ships get in. Don't let the ships with the goods get into North Korea. Bottom line. And suffer the consequences, whatever they are. We have one of the greatest Navy fleets in the world, right? So just be prepared for anything. And pretty much, finally, this is what the administration is saying. That we've seen this happen now for too long with Kim Jong-il, and nothing ever happened. We've seen it happen for decades, and nothing happens. Now you had these tests in May, these nuke tests. I think you got to answer back. You cannot let him continue to do what he is doing. Cannot let that continue to happen. Well, I mean, what does that do to the relationships in Asia? What does that do to the United States? All right, so there's the North Korea deal, obviously bringing up the idea of holidays and with D-Day, and how significant it is just passing. Why don't we have a D-Day? Why don't we celebrate D-Day and what people did for us as a country in sacrificing their lives? I don't get it. I'm going to say we should have a bigger recognition even of what happened in that war and what that meant for the people who ultimately, sadly, were freed a little bit too late from those concentration camps, but some were saved anyway, and just the horrors that the soldiers saw when they went to let people go, to let them know that they were free, just awful. It's not free in California, certainly. They're talking now about the possibility of a flat tax. Yeah. Schwarzenegger, the governor, not too many people are thrilled by this, but it's been floated around recently. Why not have a 15% flat tax? Wow. 15%. See, so what does that mean as far as tax, other taxes are concerned? Sales tax, state tax, county tax, all that stuff. You got property tax. You have all kinds of surcharges and taxes, vehicle registration, the worst. When I lived in California, I couldn't believe what I had to pay in those fees. Energy taxes, all this other sort of stuff. So to live in California, you just better bring a whole lot of loot with you. You know, the days of, oh, if you're going to California, just a bunch of fruits and nuts out there. Now, there's got to be a bunch of millionaires out there because how can you survive and thrive? Now, what some people will say is, well, look, you've got a couple of million illegal immigrants. And what's happening there is so much money is being spent to help the illegal folks, where, in other words, like in the hospitals, et cetera, in the schools, that's costing the state way too much. Well, here's the deal. California has how many natural resources? Can you not develop the natural resources? Oh, I forgot. There'd be too many fights with the ecology-minded who sometimes take it to the extreme. There has to be ways around this. So you look at the people that represent California, Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, Barbara Boxer, and you have Governor Schwarzenegger, who's a Republican governor, but in some issues, certainly with the going green issues and all that other sort of stuff, he's pushing in a different direction. Well, now he's pushing for this 15% tax. So see, here's what he realized. They're so deep into the hole. I don't see how they dig out of this hole. And the idea of, okay, I don't want to raise taxes, tough tiddlywinks, you got to raise taxes, and they weren't raised. And so now in California, up and down the whole coast, whether it's even the Central Coast or it's Northern California or Southern California, doesn't matter. People are struggling, obviously, to pay all the things they have to pay. I mentioned the whole thing about registration, but they have tax, tax, tax after tax. So pretty much, unless you really do have a bundle of loot when you drive into California, I don't see how you can afford to live there. Your salary would have to be a chunky salary to do it. I mean, even to afford housing, it's crazy outrageous. In some place where your family's safe or where you're safe, you're going to pay a lot of money. Even for an apartment, paying up to $2,000. I mean, that's insane. You're just throwing money out the window. But unfortunately, that's the state they're in. Almost like New York. In Manhattan, they have it just as bad. But you can live in New Jersey, or it seems like there's other options. In California, it's a little bit limiting to me, especially in Southern California, because of where you have to live. And there isn't a lot of public transportation. I mean, yes, there's some buses, but it's not a public transportation place. So therefore, you're stuck with the whole car thing. You can't save money on that like you could in New York, because you can just take the train, and even though you have to pay daily for the train, it's nothing compared to what you have to go through with parking and everything else, and then plus the whole frustration of driving. But that's neither here nor there. The fact is, California is so sinking into a pit, it's ridiculous. I mean, they're going to have to get a serious bailout. I just don't see any way around this, unless you know, that's why the extreme was Schwarzenegger said the 15% tax. But man, you would choke on that 15% tax, wouldn't you? That's just state tax we're talking about. 15%, wow. And then roll that into everything else you're already paying, and a $40,000 job, a $45,000 job, boy, you are struggling. You better have a whole bunch of people that are in that house living there with you and figuring out a way to help you pay for that mortgage, that rent, whatever it is, because I just don't see how you could afford to live a normal life where maybe you want to go out and every once in a while catch some grub, go to a movie, and not feel like, oh my gosh, here's my jar with my pennies in it, and this is all I can do. And frankly, that's what I'm seeing happen with a lot of people in Cali, and it's too bad, because there are natural resources there are things that could be developed, and I think not be an eyesore and not be necessarily not detrimental to the environment. So I'm not saying dot the shoreline with oil rigs, because certainly there are some now, but I think there's a way they could mine some of that, and it would be profitable to the state, and he wouldn't be caught in the pickle that he's caught in. But I think it's too late. They're going to have to do something drastic, because their deficit is just too high, and they're constantly laying people off, so they're stuck. They're going to have to get a serious, serious stimulus plan going so that California can survive.